What serpent is this that at me doth hiss, and about my bed thus hath been, whose beauty is gone, all but bare skin and bone, such anatomy seldom was seen? Tell me what thou art, ere hence thou depart, thy power, thy vigour and force. Death is my name, from Eden I came, and I purpose to make thee a corse. If thou be death, there's no joy in my breath, thou art welcome unto my dear. I see no such thing that thou canst have a sting to affright any creature here. For nature doth show that my life I do owe, which once apprehended must be. 'Tis a bubble and a blast, which long time cannot last, then thy dart is no danger to me. Yet, man, for thy sin thou hast lived long in, thy flesh will be fearful to die, knowing that so soon to account thou shalt come for all thy offences so high. Then call in thy friends, for thy time it now ends, thy will in plain writing endorse. Nay, tremble not so, from the word thou must go, for I will quickly make thee a corse. Grim hag of hell, thy errand soon tell, as seemeth thee best to do. Thou art fearful to fools that start at thy tools, being loath from this world to go. But come ne'er so soon, at night, morning, or noon, long time I have waited for thee. And when shall I hear thee hum in mine ear? Thy dart is no danger to me. Hezekiah, with tears, a term of 15 years, and no longer from me was he fenced. By my master divine, yet at the end of time, his suit was unto me commenced. But now thou must hence, there can be no pretense, thou must leave earthly pleasures perforce. Then tremble not so, from the world thou must go, for I come to make thee a corse. This life, not 1 minute, seek I to live in it. My time is quite spent and gone. In haste I have spent my span that was lent, for reprieve I petition to none. If my merciful God will withhold his sharp rod, and not my offences now see, then welcome, sweet death, sith thou comes for my breath, for thy dart is no danger to me. Alas, filthy wretch, what sighs shouldst thou fetch, what groans from a penitent heart? If thou wilt examine what office I am in, and how soon with me thou must part. If thou here do neglect on thy sins to reflect, afterwards thou shalt find no remorse. Then while time doth last, think upon thy life past, for I come to make thee a corse. O death, thou say'st right, man is a sad plight that makes not his reckoning here. For after thy dart hath once pierced the heart, there in vain will Peccavi appear. Therefore I resolved, ere my life dissolved, if that I for much favoured may be, my conscience to scan like a penitent man, then, sweet death, thou art welcome to me. In thy youthful time, when thou wast in thy prime, thou rejects my mistress' sweet grace. And now, at the last, when thy dart's almost past, thou dost think of thy desolate case. As his mercy is much, so his judgment is such, that unless thou adjoin all thy force to unfeigned penitence for thy former offence, to thy woe I shall make thee a corse. Away, frightful ghost, a terror to most, why seek'st thou my mind to dismay? I hope what is done, that the true virgin son with his blood hath clean washed away. He will at my life's loss nail my sin to his cross, that no more they remembered shall be. And by his wounds 5 my 6 souls shall revive, then death thou art welcome to me. O man, then prepare thyself with great care, thou hast no long time here to stay. Thy glass now doth stand at the last corn of sand, and therefore it's high time to pray. my message is done, and I needs must be gone. Against me 'tis in vain to use force. Here I waiting stand with my dart in my hand. I am ready to make thee a course. Then farewell, frail earth, for in my second birth all hopes of my heart doth abide. In him is my trust, who from the earth and dust on the cross suffered pains till he died. Welcome, death, my good friend, thou art welcome to make an end of my trouble and set my soul free. Thy office perform, for my life I will arm, that thy dart shall no hurt bring to me.